You're listening to SBS News.
Rosemary Dale has worked in in-home aged care for more than a decade. She's passionate about her work.
Some of the clients that I see, they don't see anybody else. I'm the only person they see all day, all week. You know, our visits are the only visits they have from the outside world because they don't leave their homes.
But Ms. Dale says she can't spend as much time with her elderly patients as she'd like. She says she's often given just 15 minutes travel time to get from client to client. And in Sydney, that's not an easy feat. Ms. Dale says even the time she's allocated to care for her clients isn't enough.
Sometimes these clients have got a half an hour service and really it's not enough. They need more so that they get a slower service. They're not rushed, and then they're safer then too. That's the other side you've got to look at. It's okay to say half an hour, but you know, that can be quite rushed if you're not having a good day, you've had a bad night, and you can't walk very well that day. It's not really enough time.
According to a survey of almost 5,000 aged care workers commissioned by United Voice and the Health Services Union, 9 out of 10 workers say they're too busy to offer proper emotional support to their clients, and 4 out of 10 plan to leave the sector within 5 years. Carolyn Smith, the National Director of Aged Care at United Voice, spoke about the survey results.
Look, the results of the survey are pretty disturbing, but unfortunately not surprising. The clear theme that's emerging out of this survey is a complete lack of time to care. We see 90% of aged care workers saying they have to rush the elderly. They have to rush residents and care recipients. These are old, frail people, sometimes who have dementia, and some of the basic care such as showering, feeding, caring for those older Australians, we see them having to rush.
In nursing homes, 3 out of 4 workers say they've noticed a reduction in staff in the past 2 years, and 8 out of 10 at-home carers say they need more training. The union survey results were released on the day the Royal Commission turned its attention to the aged care workforce. It began with evidence from the co-author of a study requested by the Royal Commission. Senior Counsel Assisting Peter Rosen summarised the evidence.
The report, co-authored by Professor Egger and her colleagues, uses a 5-star rating system to define adequacy of care staffing levels. 1 or 2 stars is characterised by the report authors as denoting unacceptable levels of staffing, and 5 stars is best practice. The report indicates that more than half of all Australian aged care residents are in homes that have 1 or 2 star staffing levels. In other words, Professor Eger's opinion is that more than half of Australia's residential aged care homes have unacceptably low numbers of staff by international standards.
But before all the evidence started, the commissioners delivered some tragic news. The chair of the commission, Richard Tracy, died last week. He'd been diagnosed with terminal cancer just 7 weeks earlier. Commissioner Linnell Briggs paid tribute to her counterpart.
Few people ever have the privilege to be a Royal Commissioner, but Richard was made for it. He was experienced, he was wise, he was admired. He knew the law like the back of his hand. He was prepared to take a punt if it meant getting a better outcome for older Australians.
Commissioner Tracy co-authored the Royal Commission's interim report, which will be released at the end of the month. Rachel Carey, SBS News.